So today I'm going to be talking to you guys about using electronic laboratory data to monitor the hepatitis C care cascade in California. I'm also the only thing standing between you and lunch, so I'll rush through this. For this analysis, I used chronic hepatitis C electronic laboratory reports submitted through Quest Laboratories and CalReady, which is our statewide surveillance system in California, from January 1st, 2014 to December 31st, 2015. I included persons with a positive antibody test and no prior diagnostic test. So that includes quantitative, qualitative, and genotype tests since 1994. And I excluded negative results. And that's because negative results are not routinely reported in California. Obviously, this is a major limitation of this analysis and something to keep in mind as we walk through the results. So for those of you that aren't familiar with the hepatitis C care cascade, it's just a framework that outlines the steps of hepatitis C care. It starts with screening and it's followed by diagnosis, linkage to care, treatment, and cure. For the purpose of this analysis, we just use the first three, screening, diagnosis, and then we combine linkage to care and treatment. And then we use electronic laboratory results to create proxies for each of these steps. So we defined a positive antibody as a proxy for screening, a positive antibody followed by a positive NAT as a proxy for diagnostic testing, and a positive antibody followed by two or more positive NATs as a proxy for linkage to care and or treatment. And when I'm mentioning a NAT, I'm referring to a quantitative or qualitative RNA test and genotype testing. So this is what the hepatitis C care cascade looks like in California using that electronic laboratory data. As you can see here, we had around 58,800 persons with a positive antibody between 2014 to 2015. Among those, about 38% went on to receive a known positive NAT, and among those, about 18% went on to receive at least two or more known positive NATs. The median days between the positive antibody and the known positive NAT was zero, which we think is indicative of our labs all switching over to reflex testing. And then we kind of do I did a back of the envelope calculation because we're scrappy in California to try to figure out the amount of negative tests that we could be missing. So with 58,000 people with the antibody positive, we assume that 75% of those would go on to be chronically infected. So we are possibly missing about 12% of our negative results. And that's kind of that translucent purple that you see there. But we really don't know if they were negative or if they were ever tested. So other interesting results are that we found that males received a higher proportion of positive NATs following a positive antibody than females, and incarcerated persons also had a higher proportion of a known positive NAT following a positive antibody than those that were non-incarcerated. And we kind of suspect that this might be a finding that's biased due to our Quest data. Quest Laboratories serve all of our state prison systems in California, and CalReady is still onboarding some of those laboratories that get the general population data, so that population could be overrepresented in this data. And then we stratified by incarceration status, and we still found that non-incarcerated baby boomers were more likely than non-incarcerated less than 30-year-olds to receive a positive NAT following a positive antibody. So taken at home, one-third of individuals with a positive antibody test received a positive NAT. If you add back in that 12% that we suspect are missing from our data, our results and care cascade actually reflect those of other states' analysis, looking at care cascades that do receive negative results. Also, a known positive test was most likely the result of reflex testing, which is actually good, as we all know. And then it still, though, warrants the need for improved diagnostic testing, including among non-incarcerated young adults. And then I'd like to thank my team in California, and thank you guys.